Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, March 28th, 2018. Welcome to day 433. The New York Times and Washington Post say Rick Gates knowingly communicated with a former Russian intelligence officer during the 2016 presidential campaign. This, according to documents filed by Robert Mueller's investigators. Gates was in frequent contact with Person A during the time he worked for Trump's campaign, including September and October 2016. Person A has been identified as Konstantin Kalimnik. The documents filed by Mueller indicate that the communications between Gates and Kalimnik are pertinent to the investigation. Kalimnik worked with Paul Manafort for 4 years on behalf of a Kremlin-aligned Ukrainian political party. CNN, Politico, and The Hill say Gates told Alexander Van der Zwaan that Kalimnik was a former intelligence officer with Russia's Foreign Intelligence Service. Van der Zwaan, a London-based lawyer who previously worked with Gates and Manafort, pleaded guilty last month to lying to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigators about his interactions with Gates and Kalimnik. Gates communicated with Kalimnik and Van der Zwaan in a series of calls in September and October 2016. Next, the New York Times says Trump discussed the idea of pardoning both Manafort and Michael Flynn with his lawyers last year, just as Robert Mueller was building cases against both men. John Dowd, who resigned last week, was hired last year to defend Trump during the Mueller inquiry. Dowd told Flynn's lawyer last summer that Trump was prepared to pardon Flynn. Dowd also discussed a pardon with Manafort's attorney before Manafort was indicted in October 2017 on charges of money laundering and other financial crimes. CBS News says Manafort expects Trump to pardon him. Manafort doesn't plan to cooperate with Mueller and will fight the charges of conspiracy, money laundering, tax and bank fraud, and making false statements to investigators. Manafort's co-defendant, Rick Gates, has agreed to work with the special counsel. Meanwhile, Politico says pro-Trump media outlets have been circulating tweets and videos critical of Robert Mueller's investigation in an effort to undermine it. Quote, it looks like the beginnings of a campaign, a person familiar with Trump's legal strategy said. It looks like they're trying to cede the ground. Ultimately, if the president determines he wants to fire Mueller, he's going to want to make sure there's ample public record that he can fall back on, end quote. Politico says a pair of senators called on Trump to let Robert Mueller's investigation proceed without impediment. In a bipartisan bill, Senators Tom Tillis and Chris Coons, quote, urge President Trump to allow the special counsel to complete his work without impediment, which is in the best interests of the American people, the president, and our nation, end quote. Next, CNN and the Washington Post say a federal judge will allow an emoluments lawsuit against Trump to proceed. The ruling from the U.S. District Court of Maryland said the District of Columbia and Maryland may proceed with an unprecedented lawsuit against Trump, alleging that Trump's business dealings have violated the Constitution's ban on improper payments from individual states and foreign governments. The case is required to focus on payments made by foreign officials for services at the Trump International Hotel in Washington. It cannot include visits to Mar-a-Lago in Florida or other Trump properties. CBS News and NBC News say Stormy Daniels' attorney, meanwhile, filed a motion to depose Trump and his lawyer, Michael Cohen, about their knowledge of an agreement to pay the porn star $130,000 a week and a half before the 2016 election. In the court filing, Michael Avenatti said each deposition would last for no more than 2 hours. He also filed a motion seeking a jury trial in no more than 90 days. Next, the New York Times says at least 12 states plan to sue the Trump administration over the proposed addition of a citizenship question on the 2020 census. Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Washington will join New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman in a multi-state lawsuit to stop the Trump administration from including the question on the next census. California has filed a separate suit. And finally, HuffPost and The Hill say the EPA sent staffers a list of 8 approved talking points about how to downplay climate change. The memo sent by the EPA's Office of Public Affairs encourages staffers to suggest that humans are only responsible in some manner for climate change, and that there are clear gaps between, quote, our understanding of the role of human activity and what we can do about it, end quote. And in the polls, Gallup says overall 45% of Americans surveyed say global warming will pose a serious threat in their lifetimes. This is the highest overall percentage since Gallup first asked the question in 1997. However, just 18% of Republicans consider global warming a serious threat. Compare that to 67% of Democrats. Meanwhile, 69% of Republicans think global warming is exaggerated compared to 4% of Democrats. And Politico says 56% of Americans believe Trump had an affair with Stormy Daniels, and 51% believe Daniels' allegations that they had an affair. 91% said honesty is very important for elected officials to embody, while 75% said the same about morality. 80% said extramarital affairs were morally wrong. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Trump locked down a bilateral trade deal with South Korea ahead of the nuclear talks with North Korea. 2. Trump tweeted in all caps, "The Second Amendment will never be repealed," end quote. 3. Trump fired Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin via tweet, announcing that he's nominating his personal physician, Ronnie Jackson, for the role. 4. A Democratic candidate challenging House Intelligence Committee Chair Devin Nunes raised more than $1 million in the first quarter of 2018. 5. A former Disney Channel star will join the Trump administration as a White House press aide. And 6. James Comey will sit down with Anderson Cooper for a town hall on April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.